So, Steve, maybe you can comment a little bit. You presented the phase two study of venetoclax last year. I don't know if you're presenting anything more recently.
So the venetoclax single agent study was presented actually at EHA last year, and we did show very high levels of response. What was exciting about that trial was the ability to actually clear the marrow. Venetoclax is a drug that I think distinguishes itself from ibrutinib in the sense that you get this very nice cleaning out of the marrow. So there is a study going forward here combining ibrutinib with venetoclax. It's supported by preclinical data that we and others have generated showing that you can overcome this antagonism by BCL2 that's imposed on BTK inhibitors. And I think, you know, this is going to be a very exciting trial going forward.
Of course, that strategy, as we talked about before, is there's a lot of excitement about that in CLL. What about the biology, Steve, of Waldenstrom's as it relates to venetoclax? I don't know, you know, exactly how you assess BCL2 and how it compares with different cancers, but biologically, is Waldenstrom's, you know, BCL2 overexpressed?
It is indeed. You know, we did a transcriptome study, and others before us did gene expression profiling. And it appears to be very indicative of the MYD88 status. So, in those MYD88 mutated patients, you do see BCL2 overexpression. It has nothing to do with underlying CXCR4 because they all express the same levels of BCL2. But the BCL2 dependence is what's really critical to note because when you use venetoclax in primary cells as well as Waldenstrom cell lines, you can induce them to apoptose. Now, you add ibrutinib to the venetoclax and you get even a bigger bang. You know, these cells will show very nice apoptotic activity. And for this reason, I think much like what the folks in the CLL world and MCL world have observed, using the two drugs together is a very exciting opportunity for us to advance the field.
Just kind of curious, Thanos, what is the usual cause of death in patients with Waldenstrom's?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question because this is an indolent disease, and there are many patients who die from unrelated causes. And this is something that we have to keep in mind, especially when we evaluate trials. It is important to be able to define whether death was related to the disease or unrelated. We had several patients that died of comorbid conditions. Also, there are several patients who developed secondary neoplasms, and it is not clear whether this is the natural evolution of the disease or due to therapies. Of course, we have MDS, which used to be much more frequent in older days when chlorambucil was extensively used or when we had the use of nucleoside analogs. And of course, the profound immunosuppression, which was induced when fludarabine or cladribine were used extensively, was associated with opportunistic infections as well.